Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it's time for our weekly feature. We call it Weighing In from Around KTIC Country, kind of following the harvest here. Certainly, harvest has got a little slower here in the last week or two, but this week's update, we're going to come to you from Arlington, Nebraska. We're visiting with John Hilgenkamp. John, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us here today. I know you have a livestock operation, a dairy there, and let's start with the alfalfa. What was forage production like for you guys this year?
Well, it looked that it was really going to be good. In April, it warmed up early and it started greening up. And then May came and it really cooled off. It got cold. The hay kind of quit growing. And then the bugs kind of hit. So our first cutting was a little less than what we were anticipating. We sprayed everything. So the second cutting was good. Still no rain after the second cutting. Third cutting was good. Fourth cutting came along and we just weren't able to get any moisture in this area. Some of the fourth cutting we actually let go. We didn't take it, and that's very unusual in this area. There's been times we've taken five cuttings, but some of the older fields, we felt we better let them go. They were probably 6 inches tall. Going into winter with not much subsoil, we're afraid we might get some winter kill. The couple cuttings were good. The quality is there, but it definitely was less than it has been a few years.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the soybeans. Kind of summarize soybean harvest for the Hilgenkamp farms there.
I would say the soybeans ranged from a couple farms that might have hit 40, and then there were some farms that were in the 90s. The irrigation really made a huge difference. I don't think I've ever seen irrigation on soybeans do what they did this year. Granted, we put a lot of water on, and we also put the fungicide on our irrigated beans, and it really worked well this year.
And I would imagine it was a pretty fast soybean harvest this year, huh?
Things moved along pretty quick. Yeah, it was, and the way it looked, the bottoms were green, and the hills and everything were brown, ready to harvest, so we kind of had to jump around at times, and we thought we would stay ahead with the moisture, but yeah, like you say, it's that warm weather and wind, and everything just kind of kept turning, and you just kind of kept right on it going. Yeah, it went pretty smooth, but yeah, it went fast.
Again, we've been visiting with John Hilgenkamp. He is a producer from around the Arlington area. In this program, weighing in from around KTIC Country, Chad Moyer reporting.